Gene Duplication Driven Evolution. By Richard William Nelson. Charles Darwin's first reference to a gene appears in the fourth edition of The Origin of Species in 1866. Since then, the gene has emerged as the essential molecular mechanism driving Darwin's theory. This intersection of natural selection with Gregor Mendel's theory of genetic inheritance was later named modern evolutionary synthesis or the modern synthesis, largely based on Julian Huxley's 1942 book entitled Evolution. The modern synthesis. A gene mutation-driven evolution theory gained increasing popularity. By the 1960s, using emerging gene testing technologies, however, the model began encountering challenges. In the search for a new theory, Susumu Ono, a geneticist at the City of Hope Medical Center, proposed the gene duplication-driven evolution theory in his book Evolution by Gene Duplication, 1970. Since then, researchers have investigated Ono's model searching to answer the elusive "what drives evolution" question. Role in evolution. The human genome contains between 20,000 and 25,000 genes. Most of these have counterparts in chimps, mice, flies, yeast, and even viruses and bacteria. But some of our genes and gene copies are human-specific. I think it's a missing piece of human evolution, said Evan Eichler, a geneticist at the University of Washington, in an interview with Emily Singer. Published in Scientific America, Eichler continued, "My feeling is that these duplication blocks have been the substrate for the birth of new genes." Eichler is not alone. Gene duplication is one of the major drivers of the evolution of gene and protein networks, argues Christopher Baker in the Journal of Science article entitled Following Gene Duplication. According to Philip Hastings, a geneticist at Baylor College of Medicine, in Houston, this duplication mechanism appears to be seminal in our evolution. It's possible that we are the way we are largely because of this mechanism that generates dramatic episodes of chromosomal structural change. This phenomenon is understood to be an important source of novelty in evolution, according to Wikipedia's page entitled Evolution by Gene Duplication, providing for an expanded repertoire of molecular activities. Mechanism of gene duplication. The means of gene duplication and the location of the duplicate copy is species-specific. In elephants, rats, and platypuses, the duplicate copy or copies tend to sit next to the original sequence as a tandem series. In humans, chimps, and gorillas, though, duplicate copies are distributed across the genome. For these reasons, locating and studying duplicate copies in the laboratory has tested the resources of investigators. Like gene mutations, gene duplications damage normal DNA. While DNA mutations regularly occur during cell division, mutations can also develop following exposure to environmental factors, including radiation, chemicals, and viruses. Of these factors, however, only viruses can copy and produce a duplicate gene precisely. Viral infections, then, are considered the most likely environmental factor capable of duplicating a gene. Humans have no known natural gene duplication process. As Singer speculates, one popular theory points to a class of viruses known as retroviruses which can insert DNA into their host's genome that is then passed from generation to generation. Perhaps a retrovirus was responsible for the initial core duplicans. Edward Hollocks, a geneticist at the University of Leicester, UK, agrees. My favorite gene duplication hypothesis is that at a key point in great ape evolution, there was a burst in retroviral and RNA virus activity. Once inserted, future generations will inherit this viral-induced duplicate gene. This gene may deliver an evolutionary advantage to future generations, theoretically. Human duplicated genes. Duplicated genes are now known to comprise nearly 5% of the human genome. One of these is the SRGAP2C gene. As one of the 23 duplicated genes found in humans, including Denisovans and Neanderthals, this is the only duplicating gene not found in other primates. In the journal Nature Genetics, 2007, Eichler speculated that a set of what has been called core duplicans gives a selective evolutionary advantage. Eichler explains. We hypothesize that the rapid expansion and fixation of some intrachromosomal segmental duplications during great ape evolution has been due to the selective advantage conferred by these genes and transcripts embedded within these core duplications. SREGAP2 plays a critical role in neural development. In 2012, Eichler's team and a group from the Scripps Research Institute demonstrated that SREGAP2C delayed neuron migration during the development of the brain. The paper published in Cell entitled Evolution of Human-Specific Neural SREGAP2 Genes by Incomplete Segmental Duplication, lends support to Ono's duplication theory. Science Daily speculates that the delayed neuron migration may allow for the emergence of more connections between cortical neurons. In the article entitled A Missing Genetic Link in Human Evolution, Singer hypothesizes. The mysterious episodes of genetic duplication in our great ape ancestors may have paved the way for human evolution. But much about the duplication process and its implications remains a mystery. Duplication-induced neurological disorders. Gene duplication-driven evolution is a double-edged sword. On the one edge, duplications were hoped to be the substrate for the birth of new genes, while on the other edge, gene duplications are associated with a wide range of biological disorders. One sword, two possible outcomes. While these duplicated genes may have contributed to features that make us human, Ed Yong notes in The Atlantic, they might also have made us more vulnerable to diseases. When two parts of the genome are nearly identical, they can often lead to massive rearrangements. Gene duplication may be one of nature's most dangerous double-edged swords. Singer explains. The same genetic instability that enables evolution also perhaps explains some of our susceptibility to disease. Parts of the duplicated blocks genes have been tied to a number of brain disorders, including intellectual disability, schizophrenia, and epilepsy. Duplication-induced aggressiveness of pancreatic cancer. In searching for a molecular basis for pancreatic cancer, the research team headed by Roland Rad, of Technische Universität München, Germany, suspected and discovered an association between gene duplications and the aggressiveness of pancreatic cancer. Pancreatic cancer is one of the most aggressive and deadly forms of cancer in humans. Using advanced technologies, Rad's research team demonstrated a specific association between duplications of the mutant KRAS gene and the degree of the tumor's aggressiveness. The KRAS gene provides instructions for making a protein called KRAS that is part of a signaling pathway known as the RAS/MAPK pathway. In the Science Daily article entitled Pancreatic Cancer, Gene Duplication Explains Tumor Aggressiveness, Sebastian Muller, the lead author of the study, explains in an interview. We also showed that as the number of mutant KRAS copies duplicates increases, the tumor's aggressiveness and ability to metastasize also increases. In testing the gene duplication-driven evolution theory, the copies have not proved to be the origin of new genes, as once hypothesized by Ono, Eichler, Baker, and Hastings. Gene duplication-driven evolution critics. Clearly, the emergence of a new gene as a result of a duplication, Eugene Koonin, Senior Investigator National Center for Biotechnology Information, NCBI, argues in his book The Logic of Chance, is a far cry from Darwin's infinitesimal changes. The fact that gene duplication, as a major mechanism of evolution, flies in the face of gradualism. Rather than Darwin's slight successive changes, the rapid viral production of a duplicated gene is anything but slight successive. Koonin continues. The central tenet of Darwin is challenged by the concept of evolution by gene duplication. Escherichia coli duplication. Biologist Richard Lenski started the now legendary experiment in his laboratory early in 1988 with just 12 flasks seeded with genetically identical bacteria known as Escherichia coli, E. coli. After studying more than 68,000 generations, Lenski observed bacteria to evolve the capacity to exploit citrate, rather than glucose for energy. At the time, what happened was a mystery. Zachary Blount pinpointed the genetic mystery in the paper Genomic Analysis of a Key Innovation in an Experimental Escherichia coli Population, published in Britain's prestigious Nature journal. Blount discovered E. coli's key innovation was the result of gene duplication. The sequences of DNA nucleotides in the region of the CIT gene contained a duplicate copy. The newly arranged promoter gene gained control over the blocking gene to allow for the use of citrate for energy. However, only one of the 12 flasks studied, flask number 9, developed the ability to use citrate in Lenski's laboratory since 2008, none of the other 11 flasks developed the gene duplication. This isolated event draws into question the predictability of gene copies as the substrate for the birth of new genes in evolution. This problem was investigated further by Dustin Van Hoefwegen at the University of Idaho. The study, entitled Rapid Evolution of Citrate Utilization by Escherichia coli, was published in the Journal of Bacteriology in 2016. According to Hoefwegen, Lenski's long-term evolution experiment, LTE, has reached an experimental dead end. Here we show why it probably was not a speciation event. We conclude that the rarity of the LTE mutant was an artifact of the experimental conditions and not a unique evolutionary event. No new genetic information, novel gene function, evolved. Flask number 9 was Lenski's best shot for uncovering evidence for an evolutionary event amongst the estimated hundreds of millions of mutations over the past 30 years, translating to more than a million years of human evolution. The University of California, Berkeley website entitled Evolution 101, produced by their Understanding Evolution team, has removed gene duplication-driven evolution as a mechanism of evolution. Gene duplication follows gene mutations. Ono's gene duplication-driven evolution theory is following the same path as Huxley's gene mutation-driven theory of evolution known as the modern synthesis theory. Although Ono's hypothesis did not achieve the same level as Huxley's success, they both now serve only as vestiges of a philosophy searching for supporting evidence, neither gaining scientific validation. As Sean B. Carroll, a geneticist at the University of Wisconsin, explains, the modern synthesis established much of the foundation for how evolutionary biology has been discussed and taught for the past 60 years. However, despite the monikers of modern and synthesis, it is incomplete. Writing in Evolution, the extended synthesis published by MIT Press, Alan C. Love of the University of Minnesota pushes Carroll's argument further. My account also meshes with the recognition that a fully unified view of evolutionary processes may be out of reach. American biologist, paleontologist, and past director of the American Museum of Natural History, Niles Eldridge, summarizes the current problem with the theory of evolution. The past 50 years, advances in molecular and developmental biology have outstripped a truly integrated synthesis of evolutionary theory. Genesis. Developments in molecular technologies following the publication of The Origin of Species, while seemingly supportive of Darwin's theory, initially, has liberated the genomic revolution. The evolution industry increasingly struggles under the weight of an incohesive theory. The laws of nature continue to be compatible with the Genesis account written by Moses. In the words of Isaac Newton, the renowned English mathematician, astronomer, and physicist, one of the world's most influential scientists. There is one God, the Father, ever-living, omnipresent, omniscient, almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, the one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. Evolution was once a theory, now, evolution is in chaos without a cohesive theory.